Classic League Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 327 of the Classic League Podcast. My name is Scott. I've got Kevin with me tonight. Kevin, what's going on, man? How you doing?
For some reason, I held my breath that whole time when I was dancing, and I had to like take a really dark, deep inhale just now, but I had to do it quietly off the mic. I don't move much. I forget how to do stuff.
It sounds like you sat down a second before the theme song ended.
Yeah, I'm fat. I got fat, and it's great. I started swimming.
I meant it as more of like an 80s sitcom, like rushing in, like...
Oh, no, it's a fat thing. I was making a fat joke. Because during the pandemic, I've been eating a lot and not moving as much. And I kind of started smoking because I went camping. And I've learned that I don't know how to swim. And I've learned kind of how to swim, but I don't understand how people breathe and swim. So I do the whole like... and then I swallow the air and then I get out of the water and burp like a champion. I'm just like the whole time as I get out.
Here's a real important... This is very important, Kevin.
Yeah.
You don't actually breathe while you're swimming. You're still
just when your breath. When your breath.
I'm just teasing,
right? Oh, okay. Yeah.
You just.
I would have believed you. I'd be like, really? Fuck! I've been doing it right this whole time. No. It's like when I do exercise. I just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then I know you're supposed to do it in between.
Yeah, you anything. Like do it like yeah. as you're. I don't know. I grew up swimming, so I'm very comfortable in the water. It feels so natural to me. It's surprising when adults are like, I can't swim. I'm like,
really? I just learned how to float backwards. You have to, like, push your gut out and like kind of like my brother's wife she's a lifeguard, so she taught me. She was telling me how to do it this weekend. And she's like, you're doing it. I'm like, stop fucking talking to me. Stop fucking talking. I gotta focus.
You should go to the Dead Sea sometime. There's like so much salt content in it that I guess you like float super easily.
Yeah. Well, I'm Portuguese. I'd just be there with a straw. Just stop thinking.
I got to go to the pool a little bit this last week as well. So summer's winding down. It's nice to be able to, I don't know, kind of hang out and get in the water a bit. And I was at the cottage, which is funny in this pandemic time. We're at a cottage. I mean, all the places
I'm going to one next week, so
all the places that we would normally go to when we go up to this area in northern Ohio, we didn't go to. There was one bar called the Hidden Beach Bar because they had outdoor picnic tables that we went to. We did go perch fishing, or not perch fishing, walleye fishing, which was wild, man. We had like you slowly drag 14 rods at once,
rods
like fishing rods.
Wow, okay.
And it's this really cool, elaborate setup. It was a very active thing. It was a lot of fun. The fish was delicious. You'll have a good time. Make sure to take any sort of an activity cards, frisbees, all that kind of stuff.
Are you guys allowed to like go in patios now? Because in Toronto, we're in stage 3 now, so we're able to go inside restaurants and bars and stuff like that again.
We can do that in Ohio. Some places are more responsible than others, it's been way more open here than it ever. Like we never got in my part of the state, never got locked down like you guys did in Toronto.
Oh, okay, yeah. And did I tell you how? I mean, you must have saw it on Twitter, but the coronavirus is seeping into my dreams.
Is this a dream?
Yeah, I had a dumb. It was legit. Like, I was thinking about it all day. It was fucking with me. I had a legit nightmare about zombies where my wife was like, Kevin, there's zombies outside. I'm like, what the fuck you mean there's zombies outside? She's like, there's one outside right now. And I'm like, for fuck's sake, are you kidding me? And, you know, scenes miss in your dreams. You're like, sure. All of a sudden you're in a hospital. And I was at the hospital and I was walking by a guy on a phone and he had a mask on. He was like, but he was like, oh, and I was like, sorry. And he goes, oh, I'm like, I can't hear you. And he tried to bite me, but he had his mask on, the coronavirus mask, like just a mask in the hospital. So he wasn't able to bite me. And I'm like,
massive.
And then he turned into my daughter who was like, Dad, wake up, right? But I was like, holy shit, zombies with corona masks? Like that's going to be in the future when they make another zombie movie, they're going to be wearing masks before they died, obviously. And that might be like a trope when they try to bite someone, but they have a mask in front of them, so they can't. It's cool. I was like, I'm writing that down. I am writing, I'm making a movie where nothing happens. The zombies don't bite each other and everyone survives.
You know, that's what I wish Twitter was back to, that kind of stuff on Twitter. Like, I wish that's what was the timeline was, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when it first started, it was lots of hilarious joke and all that. I thought that was really funny when you said that. When you're like, and they were even wearing masks. I'm like, that's pretty fucking awesome.
Right? And now it's another dark day in America, apparently, I see happening. It's like, come on.
It's just what it is.
Yeah. But make the subject light, I am drinking a Belgium Moon Mango Wheat Beer.
I thought that looked like Blue Moon. I wonder if it's the same, like it's the same labeling and whatnot. But have you ever heard of Blue Moon?
I have not.
It's like an orangey, like a citrusy wheat beer.
That's what this is.
The label looks identical, except where it says Belgium on yours, it says blue.
Huh. I wonder if that's
Google, if you can handle one more tab, Google Blue Moon Beer. Like Miller or somebody bought them. They were a microbrewery. Molson and Miller have the partnership for distribution? I think Miller distributes Molson in the States.
I don't see Miller at all here. I just see Molson. Coors.
Yeah, maybe? Miller Coors is, yeah. So, all right. Wow. Corporate beer.
That's like the catsup ketchup kind of situation.
Yeah. What do you think of it?
Oh, this is delicious.
And then
I'm usually not a big fruit beer guy, but it's delicious.
I think it's okay. It's really commonly served with an orange slice on it.
Even for mango?
Oh, that one's got mango.
This one's mango. You know what?
I bet that yes. Here at fucking Applebee's,
you know what?
At Applebee's where they serve this shit, absolutely they would dunk that. They'd put a slice on it.
We're here in Canada. It's Berenstain beers. What is it here in the U.S.?
No, I did. When I was a kid, I remembered thinking, God, I remembered seeing Berenstain and thinking it was weird that everyone said it wrong.
That's how I felt about it.
I felt it like when Hannah was born. It stood out to me like, it's Stain. I remembered it the way everyone misremembered. It was really weird. Like, I guess I was in the original universe.
You felt like everyone else is crazy? You're like, really?
I'm like, I remembered saying Stain. I had that revelation in, like, second grade. I don't know.
Yeah, because I when I bought the books for Hannah, I was like, that's, like, I saw it as Berenstain, or however it's supposed to be said, but, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember it being corrected. I don't know. It never felt like it was it felt like a mistake on my part, not like the false memory, even though I did.
Yeah, like everyone else is crazy. You're like, but I'm not.
I did have a Mandela effect thing at work. I hired somebody, and I swear to God, on the application, it was the name of my seventh grade teacher. So, like, I had IT set up the email address and everything and all the rights on the wrong last name.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it was one of those where I'm not going to say the name.
Yeah. But
it was, like, one of those where it was, like, let's say it was, like, no, that's just too close. But it was, like,
instead of Stella.
Like John. Yeah, there was, like, a middle, like a normal name, like a Johnson or something like that. But the real iteration was like kind of a mirror image of the other one. I was like, oh my God. I even said that in the help ticket, the help desk. I was like, had a Mandela effect. I put in the wrong name. It's not this, it's this. And they're like, oh, we had a request for that other user. We thought that was strange. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man.
The mind's a weird thing.
Long day at the office. Yeah. So,
also I looked it up. Belgian Moon and Blue Moon is the same.
Okay. If not, there was
that's
a
like
lawsuit.
Your Smarties and my Rockets. Little things in life, right?
Yeah, like I felt when I was in Canada as a kid, your Fruity Pebbles felt like our tricks.
Ours are fruits. Yours are circles, right? Or vice versa.
Ours were little pellets. Well, they've done both. When I was a real little kid, when I was in Canada, they were. That was before they were fruit shapes. But like Fruity Pebbles here were like these really flat, almost like cornflakes, but really, really tiny. Like,
The
size of pebbles, but really flat like cornflakes. And our tricks were like colored balls or whatever. And when I got Fruity Pebbles in Canada, it poured out like balls of tricks.
It's called Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles.
You know what, though? Like, it kind of does look like Pebbles. Like, even the flat little discs, it actually does.
I just realized, did they call that Fruity Pebbles? Did they have the Flintstones as, like, the sponsor because of Pebbles?
I thought, yeah, I assume so. I thought that's...
Or did they come up with the name first based off Pebbles?
Oh, like, is this like, some Mad Men stuff where they, like, needed to sell like, cereal?
They called it Fruity Pebbles because they were, like, circles. And then they're like, who else? Oh, Pebbles Flintstone. Let's make the Flintstones the spokespeople for it because it has her name in it. I just realized the name and Pebbles Flintstone is.
It always just felt natural. I guess I never thought that much into it. Because there's not like Bam Bams or whatever. There were, you know, Cocoa Pebbles or whatever. And it was usually Fred and Barney in the ads. But yeah, it's good. Yeah. But it was different. It's just, yeah. It's weird.
But yes, we are a video game podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should.
We haven't spoken in a week.
That's the thing is, unfortunately, you're hearing us catch up because all we've done is text a little bit here and there. We haven't hung out in a while. So, all right, man. Well, do you want to delay video games a little bit longer? I'm okay with that. And talk about some things that you'd like to discuss and get off your chest up front. Or would you like to dice that in a little bit later? Like, where do you want to go?
You know, before we get into the games and all that, I have a couple of things I put here in the show notes. First off,
I got theme music for this. We're doing bad, so I got a button on here that says bad, and it's the dun 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 from Mario 2. So I'll be hitting that a bunch.
So I've been trying to watch all the Disney classics with my daughter, like all the classic like Bambi and all that shit, and we got to Peter Pan. And this is the first time where I felt like a pearl clutching person, where I was like, oh God, no. Like, oh God. Oh, it's even worse than I remembered. So we're watching Peter Pan. And first off, Tinkerbell is a bitch. She's a terrible character. She stands in front of a mirror and compares her thighs. And she's like showing how fat she is. You've seen Tinkerbell. She's stunning.
Yeah.
But she like actually she measures her waist and like lifts it up to show how big she is to herself. And I'm like, that's a weird scene. Like no one talks about it. It just kind of happens, right?
Yeah.
And then my daughter's like, what was that? And I was like, well, she was dancing. Like I don't want to say she was saying she was fat. Like, right? So I'm like, all right, ding, weird little. I mean, that was a little weird, but you know, it's Peter Pan. Let's keep going. There's a lot of mermaids who want Peter Pan and they try to kill Wendy because they're jealous that Wendy likes Peter Pan. And Tinkerbell's also part of that. They're all trying to kill Wendy. Why are they trying to kill Wendy? I thought they were all good guys. Very good question. I have no idea. They like him and so does she.
They want
that. Why are they fighting? Okay, second ding. And then the savages came out to fight them, which are the Indians. Literally doing that. And I was like, oh, we just like 2 weeks ago was explaining to Hannah about Black Lives Matter and, you know, brown skin. She's, you know, she's mixed kid and all that. And talking about how people judge people by their skin color. And then the song, the Red Man Fights Back or whatever. What makes a red man red? Where the Indian guy come as a redskin guy came out and started. I was like, nope, too much explanation. I shouldn't have to pause the movie every 10 minutes to explain anything. If we watched 101 Dalmatians, I didn't have to explain race in that. Like, not once did I have to explain anything.
Yeah.
So Peter Pan blows, as it turns out, as one of those rare Disney movies where I look back and I'm like, oh, that was quite a...
You need to have... you need to go watch that Peter Pan live action. I used to watch it a bunch as a kid. There was like a lady Broadway? That was... No,
yeah.
Yeah. She was on Wires and stuff. You can cleanse the palate with it. I haven't watched that in a long time, but I can't imagine that one's going to cause as much explanation on your behalf.
And apparently there was like a little clip at the beginning like saying, you know, the views in this film does not represent whatever, but we didn't have that in Canada. Apparently it's a U.S. thing. I'm like, well, I haven't watched Peter Pan since I was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 when I was that kid. It was like, let's make Cowboys and Indians. Like, so to me, I haven't watched a movie. The only time I know Peter Pan is from Kingdom Hearts, but... Anyways, another thing, my I looked at my credit card and I had an $80 charge from PlayStation. And I was like, my fucking friend's son must have bought a game under my goddamn account, right?
Oh,
so
no.
I went to the library and then I didn't see any new games purchased. So I was like, what the fuck is this $80?
Your PlayStation
what is
Plus?
This? PlayStation Plus auto-renewed.
Mine just expired.
Yeah, so mine expired.
I turned off auto-renew so I can go on eBay and get a cheap code.
That's exactly what I did. I have a guy who sells it for $40 US, which is 50 Canadian. Yeah. It's not $80 Canadian, so it's still worth it for me. But I didn't know that, because I haven't had PlayStation Plus in a while, you have to keep clicking auto-renew. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I thought I did do that, but I did that before. Oops. So I called PlayStation, and I was like, hey, guys, really love the game console, but I kind of want my money back. And they gave it back.
Oh, awesome.
They refunded me. I was like, my word. Like, all right, that's cool. Like, and he's like, are you going to get it back? I'm like, nah, probably. I'll get it next month when I want to get PlayStation Plus again. I never used it, right? I played Rocket League at the first, 3 months. Then
sure.
Never again. And
we
got
to get
thing,
into Fall Guys, man. You were almost prophetic with that statement, dude. Sorry to jump ahead, but all right.
Anyways. Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, as I got Fall Guy and I started playing it, my PlayStation Plus expired. And I'm like, fuck. I was getting into that. I'm on staycation right now. I'm on vacation for 2 weeks. And I've been staying up playing games and what have you. And instead, I said, fuck it. I want to catch up with Rick and Morty. So I caught up with season 4. And as much as I want to say, you know, fuck the fandom and fuck the crazy, cringeworthy fans, what have you, the show's really good.
It's excellent. It's so fantastic.
Great show. It's smart. It is clever. There are times when I got to go on Reddit and be like, what the fuck? I'm confused by what they do. They don't do time travel. They do multiple dimensions.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it cool. You're like, you're not this Morty. You're that Morty from that dimension. So, but it's like watching it, I'm like, oh, it's fucking fantastic. That was great. Like, I loved it. I loved how they make fun of their own fans in it, like saying, this could have been canon, but it's not.
Yeah.
Or is it? Just to make them, like, pissed off about it. So good. So I'm all caught up with season 4.
Sweet.
And it was great. So I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning last night watching Rick and Morty. And then, the night before, and I had a weird zombie coronavirus nightmare. And I'm like, no more Rick and Morty at 3 a.m. I binge watched the whole show, all like 10 episodes in one night.
It's such an intellectual show. Your brain was just in overdrive. And so you had a hyper realistic dream because you needed to decompress all the amazingness that you had ingested.
That's it. Thanks. So. It opened up my third eye.
It did. Yeah. And it spilled out. So.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Good deal. Oh, those are good things. I forgot to. This is for Peter Pan. All right. So the sound effect that you can't hear, unfortunately.
Oh, gotcha.
I guess, do you want to talk about there was one new game that came out that I really want to talk about, but I haven't played it.
So, yeah.
But it's out.
I know what game you're talking about. But before we get there, a game called Snowstray Roads came out for PC and Switch. I looked at the trailer. It looks pretty interesting, but I haven't played it.
A music-based action adventure as indie rock band members. You take on the EDM empire.
What's that? No Straight Roads?
Yeah, that's what the description is.
What
if you like indie rock and EDM? Are those always diametrically opposed?
What is EDM?
Electronic dance music.
Oh, right. Okay.
So
yeah, I guess you can like
Diplo or Skrillex, maybe. Those are, I guess, showing my age. I don't know who's popular now.
There's another game called Descenders where the guy on Twitter who created the game was complaining about how he couldn't find his own game on the PlayStation Store. It looks like a Trials kind of game, it's like a kind of motorcycle.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of Super Meat Boy when that first came out, and the guy, they couldn't find their games on the store. Like, the Nintendo Switch eShop is awful. It's 85% shovelware bullshit that I end up buying because I'm like, oh, it's a penny, let me buy it. And that's why I'm part of the problem. I'm aware of that. It sucks when I saw the guy tweet that. He's like, yeah, it's not even like you even type in the name correctly, and it's like number 10 on the list at the bottom. There's like Descendants, Descenders, Descendies, Descendles, and then his game.
Weird. There's
a Project Cars 3. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, there was a title that stood out to me, besides the one that you definitely think I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. What's the other title?
PGA Tour 2K21. I've been playing a lot of golf this year. Sometimes well, which has been fun. I've been watching a shitload of golf this year. So I'm itching to play. I used to play a ton of Tiger Woods back in college, and this seems like the best type of game like that since then. So,
you know, the funny thing is my brain just naturally ignored that game. I was like, nobody wants to talk about golf games. Who gives a shit? And then I forgot.
I do that for like MLB The Show or Madden and FIFA and stuff. I get it. It's, but I just happen to fall in that slot of like, that is actually for me. I've seen some reviews. I really wanted to get it on Switch, but I watched, I guess the performance is just terrible. So I've got it on a wish list. I don't want to, I can get it for $50 on PC. And yeah. I just,
that kind of game you want to get 25 good version of it, right? Like,
well, some of the knock, yeah, exactly. And like some of the, you definitely want to have decent performance. So yeah, the Switch is just not going to happen for me.
No.
But some of the negative things I've heard about it, like there's some customization stuff. Like if the act of playing golf and swinging and trying to get birdies and stuff, if that is fun, that's all I need. That's all the old Tiger Woods games were.
But that's the thing. Like Mortal Kombat is constantly on sale on the Switch. Mortal Kombat 11 for like $20. And I'm like, I still don't want to get it on the Switch. I'd rather get it on a PS4 for that price.
Yeah, right.
Even though it's like portable and all that. But I'm like, it's the principle that it could be so much better.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Like, I don't mind buying like an indie game that looks exactly the same like the PS4 version again. Because it's an indie title. It doesn't take too much. But like Mortal Kombat, you need that to look good. As well as play well.
And I don't want any hitchy frame ratey crap playing golf. I want it to be buttery smooth.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I agree. So
poor little Switch.
I still adore it. It's still my favorite of the three. If I had to go to a desert island with one. Although Game Pass. God, freaking Game Pass, man. If that comes,
that was a weird ass laugh. Why didn't I laugh like fucking Woody Woodpecker?
Battletoads came out. I installed it on PC. I haven't fired it up yet. But
Jesus Christ, I hate everyone who has Game Pass for this goddamn game. I want it so badly.
I haven't heard much, but I'm seeing sevens and eights places. So it seems
like which is what I expected.
That's a little better than I expected. I kind of thought it would get sixes or so. So
oh really? No, yeah. I thought 7-8 was like the perfect spot for it.
So I haven't installed again. Haven't played it yet.
It hurts me. I'm just like, I want to it. I mean, I want to play it.
There's Video Game Outsiders. The guy John Jacobson wrote this goofy ass song called Game Pass, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm not even gonna do." He wrote this death metal song that goes, "What's on motherfucking Game Pass?" And it's just like really corny, like 30 seconds of him screaming about how awesome Game Pass is.
Did I tell you that for my podcast, I wanted to write parody songs based on games?
That was
one of our ideas.
That's a lot of
like effort. have it in between bumpers, and I wanted to do the song Layla, but instead of Layla, it was Sega. Like, got me on my knees, Sega. Like, and I had like somewhere in the notepad somewhere there are lyrics that I wrote like Yakuza, Shenmue 3, Sega, like stupid shit like that.
That's funny. I love that.
Yeah. That was always like a little thing because it was called Paranerd, so and the joke was parody as well. Like we would parody shit, like music clips. We had that one Metal Gear Solid video that Rui and I made where we parodied Metal Gear.
Yep.
And nothing ever happened again because back in the day you had to buy a specific camera for YouTube. You didn't just use your phone like we do now, which I would have just done.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that. Anyways, Battletoads. Yes, that's awesome, and I hate everyone who has the Game Pass and who's playing this game, which is weird because I have a love hate relationship with Battletoads because I love Battletoads as much as the next person, but like I said, it's broken multiple Game Boys of mine.
When people are out there saying Battletoads sucks, I get it. My nostalgia has won over. I enjoy it, even the speed bikes or whatever.
But it's not unfairly hard. Battletoads is hard. You have hit points.
There's some unfair stuff. I think a lot of the bikes kind of is hard to line up. It's only kind of brute force memorization that'll give you the feel. So some of the hit detection and stuff can be a bit wonky, and I don't know.
But that's with any NES game, right? Like.
It's not as polished. It could be less rough around the edges. I love it. It's one of my favorites. But yeah. All I'm saying is when people are like, Battletoads actually sucks, I'm like, I totally get what you're saying.
I didn't feel that way at all. I thought, like, I don't know. It's no different than any other arcade game to me.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. There's lots of NES games I love that I can't beat.
Like Batman. I never beat the Batman game on NES. How crazy? I can't even beat the first level.
Hell yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great game. That first level.
And I think my Battletoads love is really for the Game Boy version. I don't know why. I adore that. Huh?
Is yours in Ragnarok's World? There's two Battletoads.
Oh, yeah. No, we've had this discussion before. No, mine was like more of a port of the regular one.
Yeah, mine was in Ragnarok's World, but it looks the same as the NES one. So.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. I don't have the card.
Couldn't tell you.
So. Okay. Yeah, and then one game is out in Early Access that we got to talk about that I bought and haven't played. Oh, are you surprised? Oh, I don't
know. What game is that?
What game did you think that I wanted to talk about?
Battletoads.
Oh, no. I wanted to talk about Rogue Legacy 2.
Oh, that's not on the list. At least I don't see it on the list.
No, it's on Early Access on Steam. Oh, but it's out now to be able to buy. So I picked it up and we'll try it sometime.
They changed the art style, it looks like.
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying. I saw little screenshots, but I'm not going to dig too deep.
It didn't look pixelated to me. It looked like Battletoads animation to me.
Okay.
Which is kind of like, because Rogue Legacy was pixelated, right?
Yeah. Not really.
Well, the bosses weren't they? Like, am I having a Mandela effect now?
No, like, yes and no.
Okay.
It's up to say.
It was a mix between two, I guess, maybe.
Like, no, I guess I'm just picturing, like, some of the flip around stuff. I mean, I guess it's pixely.
The environment is.
I guess it's all pixely, I guess. Maybe it, I don't know. Whatever. Who cares?
I don't remember either.
Rogue Legacy 2 is out, so go buy it.
Oh, it's actually out?
In early access. Sorry. In early access. But go get it. Support them. Solid Ore Games, sweet.
Yeah.
All right. First up I guess we're done with what's up. So it's time to talk about what's in the
news. All right. So PlayStation Plus free games. Xbox for some reason hasn't announced theirs yet, but PlayStation Plus has. And the two free games, and thank God my thing expired, is Street Fighter V and Player Unknown Battlegrounds, which I thought was a free game to begin with, but I guess not. I could get confused with Fortnite.
Maybe there's some premium
PUBG
content.
PUBG was always a free-to-play game.
Maybe there's premium content.
Oh, maybe. But I don't know. That's weird. But that's cool, man. Street Fighter V. Right on. I don't know. That thing's like 70 gigs. My buddy has it, and I downloaded it to play it, and it's like, you don't have enough room. I'm like, it's fucking Street Fighter. Well,
a lot
20 gigs is what I expect.
There's a lot of backgrounds. You can see far back, man.
No, it's the DLC shit that they save the space on your hard drive for when you want to buy it, instead of, you know, just putting it in there when you do buy it. It's like, you might want this extra storage just in case you decide to buy Dan. I don't want fucking Dan. So those two games are out for, or going to be out on September, whatever, next week at some point.
Cool, cool.
I've never played Player Unknown Battleground. Have you?
Not on mobile. Yes, I've played two games of it.
Yes.
And I won with a friend who was really good. I played a little bit of, I've tried Fortnite. Terrible. Like, unacceptably bad. Maybe I tried PUBG for real. I don't remember. If I did, I tried it once and uninstalled it and was not successful. And I tried Apex Legends. Like, man, I'm just so bad at video games that are like, I'm too bad to even have fun.
And that's the funny thing. So I was talking to my daughter about her talents. What are you good at? What do you feel like you're good at, right? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, you're good at drawing, you know, eating glue, what have you. And then she asked me what I was good at. And I was like, shit, I don't know. She goes, you're good at video games. I'm like, I'm really not. I like video games.
Yeah.
I'm not good at – I like movies.
I'm not good at movies. I like movies. Yeah.
Like, I love video games, but I – there's a reason why I'm still playing Binding of Isaac. I'm not good at it.
Right?
Like, Domes sends me a screenshot of his like 100% one save file. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
I can't even 100% one character. What the fuck are you doing? But yeah, so it just sucks that you're like, oh, I love this. It's my passion. And you play online and you're like, oh, came in last. And everyone else is like, I thought you were good at this. I'm like, well, I'm good at my own game. It's my own pace.
I did fire up Tetris 99 and got sixth in my first round back. I was like, hell yeah. All right.
But then I gave it to my buddy. I'm like, here, try this Tetris game. I bet you won't want to put it down. And he came like in seventh. And I'm like, what the fuck? You haven't played Tetris since the Game Boy. Like, this sucks.
Well, the Game Boy is brutally hard. Like, that's a grown man.
I know, but he hasn't played since then. Like, since he was like
it
seven.
It just shows what are those Tetris dreams, man, like, it embeds. Like, in 100,000 years, they're going to find Tetris in our DNA. You watch.
Just little Tetroids.
They're going to know it. They're going to know.
Tetris, like, well, they have a name. But anyways, because he was watching me play, he's like, oh, shit, you're really good and fast. Like, you came in, like, 28th. That's amazing. And he picks it up in 7th. I'm like, fuck me. I wish I never gave you the goddamn controller. Anyways, the next thing on the news, there was a new game. Like, DC just shat out a whole bunch of cool shit last week.
Yeah.
And they released a new game called Gotham Knights. So Rocksteady, which is not Rockstar, which I was like, why is Rockstar making a Batman game? Because stupid.
Yes.
I'm kidding. So they were
Rocksteady made the Arkham Knight games.
Yes. So they were teasing something on the website, and I'm like, I should check that. La 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 la. And I completely forgot to check it. And then they announced the new game that they were working on called Gotham Knights. Now, I watched a trailer for this.
Me too.
Did you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of it?
Awesome. That was a fantastic trailer. I'm hyped. Oh, I want to play this game.
As soon as, like, if you're watching this, that means I'm dead. I'm like, they killed Batman. I love when games do shit like that.
Yeah, I was like, well, that wasn't what got me. What got me was how fucking fun it looks. Like,
So at first, I was like, okay, if you're not playing as Batman, who are you playing as? Robin? All over your face, right? And then it showed who you play as. Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
And it looked good. And it looked fun.
It looked very fun. So
everyone thought it was part of the Arkham universe. And they have confirmed Gotham Knights is not part of the Arkham series. It's its own thing.
Cool.
Which is rad. I like Batwoman the way she looks. I like the way Robin looks. Red Hood looks like Daredevil and Deadshot. Not Deadshot. Is it Deadshot?
I think it's Deadshot. It's not Deadpool.
And who's the other one? Oh, Nightwing. Which is rad.
Yeah.
So cool. So fucking cool.
It looked fun. I love the Arkham games, so.
Yeah, they're really. And then the release day was 2021. I'm like, oh, I don't plan to live that long. Shit. Yeah, it comes out next year.
This year's about over. So.
No, I don't plan to live that long.
definitely. I thought Arkham Knights looked really cool, too. I'm glad to see Rocksteady finally coming out with something next. So.
I mean, I guess they couldn't have done another Arkham game. Like, they had Arkham Asylum, then Arkham City. And I'm like, obviously, Arkham World is the next one. They're like, Arkham Knight. And I'm like, that was weird. But okay, we'll go with it.
They could farm it out to a third if they want to do that, like they did with Studio Montreal that did Origins, which I like that game.
Yeah, that one was bad either. Even had it on the iPhone. It sucked, but I had it.
So, yeah, that's Arkham or Gotham Knights looks freaking cool. So.
And then they also farted out the new teaser trailer for the Batman with, what's his face, Robert Pattinson as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, was it the Riddler or something, the bad guy?
It looks like the Riddler, and I was like, oh, that's cool and all, but man, I really wish it was Clayface. I want to see a villain I haven't seen before.
Sure.
And so help me God, if his goddamn parents get shot again, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind. I hate seeing his parents get shot. I know. It's happened. We know. Stop it. Spider-Man was smart with Uncle Ben. He didn't show it again.
Yeah.
Just we acknowledge that this happened? Carry on.
Yeah.
I see another skinny white boy screaming in an alleyway. Ugh. It was my mind. I watch a lot of Batman shit. Anywho, speaking of Game Pass, there's new titles coming to Game Pass in September, which includes that was weird. My voice cracked. Resident Evil 7, which is pretty fucking rad.
Yeah.
And you're not going to play it because you're scared of Resident Evil.
Yes, correct.
Shit, I wanted it so badly. God damn. My brother was like, should I get Game Pass? I'm like, yeah. some other games that includes Wasteland 3, Don't Starve, which is a game I love but do not know how to play, and some other titles. But Resident Evil 7. Oh, wait, sorry. With Crossing, Souls, and Darksiders, Genesis, New Super Lucky's Tale, which looks like a fun platformer game. Hypnospace, Outlaw, and Tell Me Why Chapter 1 will also be part of it. So there's that.
The Backstreet Boys game.
What?
Tell Me Why.
Tell me why. Oh, speaking of which, here's one of those, as a parent now, I'm like, oh, pearl clenching. So I told you, or I told everyone that I got my daughter. Sorry, I'm like a dad. Like, when I see pictures of my daughter, like, I'm that guy. I told you that I finally got her to stop listening to the Wiggles and all this Disney music crap, and I got her into pop music. So I'm okay with that, even though pop music is terrible, but I'd rather hear that than do the Propeller another 100 times.
I get it.
Because Wiggles are short and fast, and I just, anyways. And at least the pop music I know from my childhood.
Sure.
So I was into, Backstreet's Back, Backstreet, everybody. And then they go, am I, am I sexual? And I'm like, am I? Like, fuck me. Like, all these goddamn songs.
Well, Kevin, just let it go. Just expose her, man. Rip that Band-Aid off.
Like, oh, no, I don't mind that part. It's me singing with her.
That's oh, that the hard is awkward. Part. Yes, that's awful.
Yes. Like, I'm saying my sexual one. She's like, yeah. Like, I'm like, that's not.
Oh, it's like the Arrested Development. When they're singing Afternoon Delight, maybe. And yeah, exactly.
Like, as I'm singing in the car, like, happily, I'm like realizing what I'm saying. And I'm like, oh, fuck me. Anyways, on the other thing of the news thingy. Oh, wait, hold on. You added stuff in there. Do yours.
I did. These are both from Demez. So shout out to Demez. Thanks, man. There's a jaw-dropping remake of Castlevania 2 called Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest Rebitten. And he rebuilt the game from the ground up and fixed a lot of the issues. There's a trailer. It is.
I watched it.
It's fantastic.
Like, the lighting effects, man.
It's incredible. It's a YouTube guy named Ed Finley. And his website, Kevin's also going to have linked. It's edretro3.wixsite.com/mysite. And he's hosting other games he's rebuilt. He redid Jekyll and Hyde to make it a good game. He redid...
I remember Domain showed me this on some of Friday the 13th.
Yeah, and Splatterhouse 4 is in there.
Splatterhouse, not Friday the 13th, sorry.
I knew what you meant. And the hockey mask. And the Ninja Gaiden I downloaded. Did I say that? Or was I trying?
I downloaded it was Friday the 13th.
I downloaded Ninja Gaiden. Maybe he also rebuilt Friday the 13th. So anyways, it's incredible. So Ed Finley,
they're all free
and
it's crazy.
Well, yeah, obviously it's free, dude. He's infringing on copyright, but
I know, but I'm just saying, like, so much work on something that's free. It's so mind boggling.
It's awesome. So check that out. And then also another article from Demez. This is really cool. That Namco Museum that you had me download.
Yeah.
Right. There's a Pac-Man in there, and there's like a Pac-Man D-make, they call it. And it's like an 8-bit Pac-Man thing in there. And it's not really new. Ars Technica was able to track down that it's really basically a clone of a romhacking.net ROM hack that was around in 2008.
Hold on. You lost me at that's in there. There's an 8-bit Pac-Man.
It's like an unlockable. It's like a bonus thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I only played Splatterhouse in that whole thing. So after that, I was like, I'm good for now. I don't want to ever touch Pac-Man ever again.
Yeah. So the article starts off, last month, Bandai Namco announced a special bonus for Switch players who invested in the new Namco Museum Archives Volume 1. In addition to the 10 emulated Namco classics, the game's official Nintendo Store page also includes a newly created 8-bit demastered version of Pac-Man Championship Edition.
And, oh, that makes more sense. A Championship Edition, 8-bit demake of that. Got it. Okay.
Sorry, I did it.
Sounds like, wasn't Pac-Man like already 8-bit?
Yeah, the CE version, sorry.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes more sense.
And there was a Japanese fan going by a handle Coke774, and this whole article is a really, have you ever read an article that's like an investigative journalism piece where they walk you through how they came to the final conclusion or whatever? They did this on how to show that this was actually Namco ripping off this rhymehacking.net thing.
Oh, that's crazy.
And, you know, why isn't Namco giving this guy credit or anything like that? Why are they saying, like, what's the rationale behind that?
Let's pull a Sega and hire him. Like, say, like, what's his face? Whitehead.
Yeah. The dude that made Chris the Mania. Yeah. Very cool. I would highly recommend checking it out. So, Dumbass, thanks for sending this stuff over, man. It was very fascinating. So, I don't know, like, going through his Twitter feed and, like, it's just neat. It's a cool little, it's cool. So,
all right. Well, I watched some more Modern Vintage Gamer. I like his videos. Like, I like they're how awesome. He dives in. Yeah, they're so fun.
I don't even know what he's talking about sometimes. He's talking about, like, Game Boy recently and, like, the code.
I just
and
watched
stuff.
The Game Boy like, cartridge one, and I'm like, wow, I have no idea what you're saying, but this is fascinating.
Yeah, right? I'm impressed that you know what you're talking about. So that, it's like, I can't dunk a basketball, but I sure like watching people dunk basketballs. Like,
but I can throw shit in people's faces when they're like, did you know that DGM means Dot Matrix Gaming? And I'm like, I do know that because someone in our chat said it.
That's I was going to say, that happens to you on a regular basis?
My brother called me. He's like, I've been watching these video game documentaries. Did you know that Super Nintendo and Sony were going to make it? I'm like, yes, they're going to make a console together and it came to the Super Nintendo. And there's a new show on Netflix called High Scores, which it's like a gaming documentary. I was gonna watch it, and my wife's like, let's watch the documentary about the Golden State Killer. And I was like, okay, well, after that, let's watch this High Score documentary together. Let's watch yours first. It might be fun. Rape. Many ways of rape. I'm like, oh, geez, this is terrible. What are we watching? I could have been watching something about Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make her watch that. God damn it. What was it going on? Oh, yeah. Zelda Skyward for Switch leaks via Amazon UK. Now, I don't really. Who?
Skyward Sword. You forgot the word.
What
sword.
Did I say?
Not sword.
Oh, I just said Skyward?
Yeah.
I'm stupid. I'm just so stupid and fat.
No, you just. You're so lazy. You didn't even want to say the full title of the game.
It's because of the tab opened and I forgot what I was looking at. Anyways, I don't know if this is true, but I'd be down with that. That's the Skyward Sword, the one that everyone seems to have hate.
I like it.
And for the Wii, right? It only came out on the Wii?
Yeah, and I liked it more than Twilight Princess. And I only played through both of those ones, but I liked it more than Twilight Princess.
I tried Twilight Princess, and it looked too real. I was like, meh.
Yeah, that's a lot more like Ocarina of Time, which is good. They're both good. I understand the complaints of Skyward Sword, but man, it has my favorite. I think it has my favorite Zelda song in it, and there was something about. I don't know. I really liked the way the story kind of tied up. Actually, it has been my favorite way that all that kind of stuff worked out in a game. Like there were character arcs in it that I really, really, really loved, which is surprising in a Zelda game. I think
Breath of the Wild was the closest to have like an actual like characters I cared about. Well, no, that's not true. Majora's Mask had a couple of people I liked. Okay, never mind. I'm full of shit. A lot of them. They're pretty good. They should make games.
I like Skyward Sword, so I'd be cool with them releasing another version of it.
But that's interesting that they might make a HD version of Skyward Sword for the Switch. I don't know.
It is. I'm okay with it. It is a weird kind of out of nowhere thing. Doesn't seem like anybody's asking for that. So
it sounds about all right, like Nintendo. Hey, we want Super Mario 64. Gotcha. Here's Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
Close. But I'll take it.
You will like Skyward Sword, damn it.
Yeah, that's probably what they're gonna do.
Alright. So next up, Fall Guys. Sorry.
You're good.
Fall Guys is the most downloaded game in the PlayStation Store's history, or PlayStation Plus's history, I'm sorry.
Good for these fucking guys, and shame on us. We were super kind of right and wrong.
Yeah.
Remember when we first said the game, we were like, what the hell is Fall Guy? Watch it be like a big next thing, like next big thing, like Rocket League, and it was.
And it was.
So congrats on you for that. Shame on me for being a dickhole.
Yeah.
Like, Fall Guys looks stupid. It looks like Betamax. It does look like Betamax.
So what?
No. Big Hero 6, anyone? No.
Nope.
Fa-la-la-la-la. No? Okay.
Not same. I know what you're talking about.
Good for them.
Yes, absolutely.
I played this, and you've played it.
I have not. I installed it.
Oh, you haven't played it. Okay. I played it once, and then my PlayStation Plus expired, and I was like, oh, that sucks. I was kind of getting into it. It's very frustrating, and it's kind of like a game show. I like that the game just, like, starts, and you're in. Like, you can customize if you want, but there's no, like, welcome to the wonderful world of Fallout, or what's this called?
Fall Guy.
You are Fall Guy number 7. Here's your mother. Here's some backstory, right? Just right in the game.
Sweet.
It's like we said, most of the screen extreme elimination game, and you and like 100 other people are trying to go through a stupid door that won't fucking open when you're standing in front of the fucking door. So you go to the next fucking door, and that door closes, and the one you're just at opens, and then you go to that one doesn't fucking open, and never opens. So you go around, and then you fall off, and then you fucking Fall Guy. I get the name of the title now. And I saw someone online get like was the first for the first time, like going through all the platforms and all that. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. That's too much anxiety. And I would have just said, fuck this, and just fell off. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll play like one round a day, and my PlayStation Plus expired. And I was like, well, at least I tried it.
I would have, yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. Good for them. I like when a company just takes like a risk by making like a free PlayStation Plus game, and it just blows up. Like Rocket League did the same thing. Like I never thought when I first played Rocket League, it was going to be like the next esports game.
No.
And it is. And you see like videos on Reddit of people like doing these crazy ass stunts. And I'm like, wow, I scored backwards. And I was like, holy shit, like stuck my dick. I'm fucking the man right now. Sorry, that was vulgar. I apologize to any of our younger listeners.
Now you're going to make all the other parents explain to their kids what Kevin was talking about.
When he says dick, he meant like detective. There's something that came out today, which I just added here on the show notes. Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory brings an exclusive mode to the Switch. And that's not what I was talking about. My point was it comes out November 13 of this year, which is fucking rad, which means I got to get it. And now I don't know, do I get it on PS4 or do I get it on the Switch?
Both. So you can have the best experience and the extra content.
See, that's why you and me, that's why we have this relationship. My birthday's on the 17th, so I'm going to make my wife get me this. I'm going to get it, regardless.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get my family game to PS4, and then my wife gets me the Switch version. So, and it takes on the perspective of Kari. If you look at the cover there, anytime you see Sora looking, like the way he's looking, it's from her perspective. So that's what she saw before shit happened. So I'm thinking the game is from her perspective, hence why she's sitting on the chair. You have no idea who these characters are, do you?
Yeah, there's fucking Goofy, and there's Donald.
See, they all started off on Traveler's Paradise,
right? Mickey.
And Sora was looking for the Heartless, and he himself was a Heartless, and he became simple and clean in the world. I forgot how the words go. Anyways, I was going to make a joke about how, as I explained to you, the plot of Kingdom Hearts, but that's impossible. So that's what made it funny.
Someone's laughing.
I want to play this series again, but I have so many other games to play, which we'll get to at the end of the show. That's all for news. There are some, I mean, I can pivot to the sales, but do we have a, there we go. You just did something and gave me a thumbs up, which means we are now in sales. Ka-ching. That's my new thing. There's some free stores. Nope. There's some free games on the Epic Store.
The stores are also free to download.
They are free to download.
So you didn't say anything incorrect.
Because I like these games. And I am now talking.
Because it's not opening. Because
the tab is open. No, I got it. I'm in. I'm good. Right. Nope. These were one of the games I had before. You can carry on.
Okay. There's Enter the Gungeon. And
that's the one.
That's supposed to be awesome. And God's Trigger. Also, Hitman,
which also
that,
good.
That you bought me, is coming up soon. And Shadowrun Collection is also coming up soon.
I bought you Hitman?
At the Epic Store. Yeah, it's so funny you don't remember doing that, but you did. you had a sale for like $5 and you got me a code to Hitman. It's really good.
Wow, that's so nice of me. It was what a very great nice fella. Of you.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't remember doing that at all. That's great. Man, that guy sure had a lot of money back then. Enter the Gungeon is fantastic. I just bought it again on the Switch because I'm a big old fucking idiot because I already have this on a PS4. But it's like,
sounds like you still have a lot of money, Kevin. Like, you just didn't buy me a $5 game. You buy yourself.
Do you want Enter the Gungeon? Because you can get it for free.
I do.
On the Epic Store. Do we get anything for this? We don't. No. But that's cool, man. Good Old Games also has free games. I didn't know that they gave free games.
That's cool, man. So it's like, I love basking, like burnout. Like, do we get anything for this? Like, do we have affiliate links? No. That's cool, man.
Advertising them.
Oh, no, I know. But... It was how you said it is what cracked me up. The sentiment I agree. I don't give a shit.
Good Old Games has free shit. Serious Sam, The First Encounter, which I've never played a single... Well, no, that's a lie. I played Serious Sam XXL, I think it's called. The 2D platformy one.
Okay.
Where you can, like, stack guns upon each other. It was one of my first PC games I got for free to review. And I was like, 10 out of 10. Put me on the cover. Because I'm a heck of a writer. That was the only Serious Sam game I've ever played. But
cool.
I have another one to play eventually.
I never played them either.
It's on Good Old Games.
Cool.
Don't affiliate link either. That sucks.
Those
and some other sales on the Switch.
Oh, we're still at sales. Okay.
Yeah. So I can stop this anytime. I get it. It's a lot.
Let's roll, baby.
And I'm bad at this.
Let's roll.
So sales for Nintendo Switch on the eShop right now. Dead Cells is $15, 40% off. Expires September 1st.
Shout out to Exit Philip the Neeson. Dungeon.
Who?
The IGN writer.
Yeah. Oh, that was weird. I didn't mean to do that.
You really have shouted your inner Lebowski.
Exit the Gungeon is $6.99. This was on the Apple Arcade.
Oh.
Which is a sequel, sort of, to Enter the Gungeon. And it was an Apple Arcade exclusive, which until Apple Arcade, I guess, you know, nobody cared, so they had to go multi-platform. And I was gonna buy it, and then I looked at the game. I'm like, "Oh, that looks terrible!" Like, Exit the Gungeon is a top Binding of Isaac roguelike game.
Okay.
And seeing it like as a 2D side scroller game, I was like, "Oh, that doesn't sit well." But it's on sale for $7. NBA 2K20 is $5, 92% off. This is one of those you're hitting something.
I thought about it. I think I'm gonna give you two bads on those. I don't like those deals.
That's hurtful.
You're like, I don't like the game. It's only 30% off.
Well, someone might.
Someone might.
Dead Cells is worth it, though, for $15. Shit. Canada is $25, which is not on sale. But these are all American prices. Okay,
fair enough. I will. I'm doing the bad for my Philip Mewson joke.
Good.
So
NBA 2K20 is $5, and this is that Mortal Kombat conversation where I'm like, do I buy this on PS4 or do I buy this on Nintendo Switch? And then I realize I don't like sports games, so why am I even having this conversation with myself? I bought NBA 2K19 last year for $1 and never touched it.
I think the fact that it's this year's NBA game and it's $5 and the NBA playoffs are happening right now is not a good sign.
No, they were happening. They're postponed.
Oh, yes, for today.
For today.
And it's $5. Yikes. That must be a real tight game experience there.
Welcome. That's all you get. To play the actual game, please give us $30. Luigi's Mansion 3, for the first time ever, is on sale for something. $31.99. Yeah.
That's a good deal.
So I bought it because I had eShop money. And I'll talk about it later.
Sweet.
Because I have eShop money. Enter the Gungeon is also on sale for $7.49. Like I mentioned earlier, I did buy that because Enter the Gungeon is awesome. Exit the Gungeon, not so much. Enter, good. I have it on PS4, bought it again on the Switch because I'm a big old idiot who has money, apparently. Mario & Rabbids Gold Edition is $19.99, which includes the Donkey Kong DLC, which I wish I bought, but I did not because I don't do research. Child of Light Ultimate Edition is $5. Wicked Game, on sale for $5. Mega Man Legacy Collection 2. Mega Man Legacy Collection 2, the number, not as well, and Mega Man X Legacy Collection and X Legacy Collection 2, the number, not as well, are each $10 each for 50% off, which is pretty rad, which explains why these goddamn games aren't on the goddamn NES portion of the goddamn Switch Online, because they want to make you buy it. And I won't, damn it, because my NES Mini is goddamn modded, and I don't need another version, but it's portable, and I kind of want it. PlayStation has a couple of sales. Arkham Knight is $5. Castlevania and Anniversary Collection is $6.99. Castlevania Requiem, Symphony of the Night, and Rondo of Blood is $6.99. Contra Anniversary Collection is $6.99. Destroy All Humans 1 and 2 are $5 each. Devil May Cry HD Collection is $15. Duke Nukem 3D 20th Anniversary is $3.99. Life is Strange Completed Season $3.99. Life is Strange Before the Storm Complete Season is $3.39. Why not just round to 40? Life is Strange Before the Storm Deluxe is $4.99 because I'm stupid. Oh, there's the other 9. And NBA 2K20 as well on the PS4. It's $479, motherfucker. So do you buy it on the Switch or the PS4?
I gave Duke Nukem 3D 20th anniversary a bad deal just to see if you or Dumbass are going to get up in arms about it.
Well, it's been in forever, so.
Contra Anniversary Edition and Castlevania Requiem. Those being $7, those are A+ deals. Go get those if you haven't gotten them. I've heard that the Destroy All Humans remake is pretty good.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I didn't know about Destroy. I wasn't in playing games very much. I was not plugged into anything.
This isn't that though.
Oh, this isn't that.
Oh, this is just the real PS2 one? Port version of that, the classic one, not the remake that is. Oh wow, this beer is making me very gassy, and because I can't go on the Xbox store without it telling me, you need an Xbox Gold to see these prices. I can't find Xbox sales. It's very hard for me to find Xbox sales. I'll go on the store.
I'll save you some time. Game Pass. Get motherfucking Game Pass.
There's your...
No more sales needed.
Thingy dingy of that.
Although I never want to buy a game on the Microsoft store ever again. If it's not in Game Pass, I'm not going to buy it. I'll buy it somewhere else.
And that's all the sales that ship... Your ships.
Ships your ships. All right, sail? So Kevin, which...
Sails?
Oh, yes. The ocean blue. Ships. All right, man. What you been playing?
All right, so I have a big list, but they're all very snippy because they're small. I already spoke about Fall Guy and how I can't play it again, but I enjoyed what I had. There's a game called Doggerai on the Nintendo. Remember I told you I buy a bunch of shovelware games for like $1? But some of them are pretty good, so that's why I buy a bunch of shovelware games for $1. Doggerai is a game where you play as a samurai. But the twist is,
you're a dog? You're a
cat. No, you're a dog. You're right. But what sold me on the game is that it looks like a Game Boy game.
Oh, cool.
So it looks just like a Game Boy game. You see squares and pixels, and it's green and pea soup color. So I was like, I'm down. And then to make it better, the game is good. And I was like, wow, that's a surprise.
Sweet.
And every level, the palette changes. So it looks like Super Game Boy.
Oh,
so the first level is like green, and the next level is like pink and like different shades of pink and all that. So it's pretty cool. I took a couple of screenshots and put it on my retro pixel lover on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's not a retro game, but it looks like one, and it does a damn good job at it. So check it out. I'm still playing that every once in a while. I tried playing with my daughter, and again, she's like, my eyes hurt. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. It's pixelated. I started playing New Super Mario Bros. 2 on a 3DS. Because I'm like, ever since I got my 3DS XL, I wanted to go back and play my old 3DS games, which I played on the smaller screen. So let me play on the 3D one. And I don't remember the game being that good. And I remember hitting the $1 billion coin mark, which was like the goal of the game.
Yeah.
And you get a stupid statue at the end and that's it. I mean, but maybe it'll be, let me play again. And it's still not that good.
Okay.
It's a good Mario game, but I did a new save file, but my coins are still there. And I'm like, well, what am I working towards? I have 100 lives and I'm on level 2. Like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's a game. I bought Luigi's Mansion 3 and so far it's great. And I play that my daughter watches me play because it's like something I can play around her, which is funny. And I do like the Virtual Boo. That's very cute.
Yes.
And because I remember us talking about that when you first played the game. And I do like he's like, I believe this thing will be flying off the shelves. And I'm like, very cute. I like that. And it's good. It hasn't sucked me in. I didn't even mean that fun. Get it? Because it's Mansion Vacuum. But it didn't suck me in like I thought it would. Because it's just like the other Luigi Mansion
game. It doesn't. Nothing,
there's nothing different about it.
No, it's just more and it's a little better.
Prettier.
Yeah.
Because the only two versions I have is on the 3DS.
Oh, okay.
So I have the first one, The Dark Side of the Moon, or whatever the hell that one's, Curse of the Moon, or whatever it's called.
I think that, there's a GameCube one that's just Luigi's Mansion, and then there's Dark Moon on 3DS.
Yeah, no, they're both on 3DS. They ported Luigi's Mansion from GameCube to the 3DS.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. It's prettier than the GameCube one.
That may be the last 3DS game I ever buy. That'd be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good.
I did buy something recently. Because you had told me to. I forget what it is.
A 3DS game?
Yeah.
Oh, it was one of sounds like sales. Something I would do. I tell people to buy shit all the time, but I never buy because I don't have the courage. But so far,
you spend like $100 a week on video games. Every episode, you're like,
I have a problem. Well, this was free. Luigi's Mansion, that's the part. Luigi's Mansion 3 for me was free. because I had that $30 eShop gift card and I had 30 bucks of gold points and put it together, and it was like 60 bucks. Perfect. And I still had money left over. So I was like, yeah.
You know, just keep playing it. Like, it's just, it's got charm the whole time. It's just what it is. Like,
yeah.
You already know.
I just got the Virtual Boo. Like, that's how early in the game I am. And I'm guessing you have a Gooigi because he's on the cover, like a green version of you, either a bad guy.
You haven't gotten to that yet?
I haven't got there yet.
You're super early. Cool. There's some
and fun. Money seems pointless so far.
Probably still is. I don't remember.
But it is satisfying where I'm like, curtain down, money.
When you get the green goo guy, I believe that turns into a pseudo two-player mode, and you can let Hannah play with you, I think.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Instead of her watching me awkwardly. But she reacts, like when I pretend like I'm scared because I don't want her to get scared. Because there's some jumping moments. They're stupid, but kids are dumb. So, you know. I love my daughter. Don't take her away. And the big thing, I saw the credits for The Last of Us 2. Now, I'm not going to go too into this, but everyone on Twitter who was against the game for the reasons they were against it are wrong. What they said what the game was about is not at all about that. And what they said Abby was is not the case. They're just crazy.
Okay.
Well, and that's good. Anyone, Domez told me to check out Angry Joe's review of The Last of Us. And I did, and I don't agree with him, but I also don't like Angry Joe, so that could be part of the problem.
Yeah, that could be.
Where people were complaining about the things that people complained about the game are the things I liked about the game.
Okay.
So
like you like how brutal the story was?
And, I can't and you speak without how, ruining it. Sorry, like, I'm cutting you off like an asshole.
Sorry. So you enjoyed the brutalness of the story, and you enjoyed the changes and like the character movement and the gameplay.
Scott, I loved everything about this game. This game to me was like Spider-Man, where I'm like, this is beautiful. This game is beautiful. Everything about this game is great. Like, not only is the gameplay, I enjoy the gameplay in this one more than I did in the first one for some reason. But the story I enjoyed more than the first one. The first one I felt was such a generic zombie, they're not zombies or fungus, whatever, game. Where this one, I'm like, that's the zombie clicker thing is like the back of their minds now. Like, other shit has to be done now. And the things I thought they were going to do, like, I'm just going to say this. I thought they were going to do like a Pulp Fiction thing.
Okay.
And I explained that to you off the show where person one and person two hated each other and then teamed up for a little bit. Just like in Pulp Fiction when, you know, what's his name? Something Wallace.
Yeah. Marcellus Wallace.
And him. Yeah, and a boxer, I forget his name as well. Like, they team up for a little bit, and like, oh, we're good? Yeah, man, we're fucking good. Like, that, I thought they were going to do something like that, and they didn't.
Okay.
Which made me happier about it. Because I was like, oh, I see exactly where this is going. Like, they're going to team up, and then they're going to be friends. But it didn't go at all what I thought it was going to be. I'm trying not to spoil. But the story, the game, I took some more notes. This is the first game where I took notes.
Okay.
Mind you, if we had Spider-Man, I would have taken notes back then. I feel bad. I feel like I'm cheating the people who created the game because stealth doesn't happen because I'm terrible at this game. We were talking earlier about how we love games, but we suck at it.
Yeah.
So I'll play this game and I'll be like sneaking around trying to be stealthy. And the guy's like, hey, who's that over there? And I'm like, I just kick open the door and shoot people. And after I killed everyone and blazed everyone down, I realized that the game had all these little things set up for me to be stealthy. So you'll see like a chest high walls. You'll see a bunch of like glass bottles and bricks to like be thrown.
Yeah.
And things that the game developers thought this would be good to give them to have some fun and be stealthy that I completely ignored because I suck at being stealthy. So I did cheat them in that part of the game. I also found out that the infected can't see my flashlight. So I assumed everyone can't. But no, that's incorrect. The people who are alive with eyes will be like, hey, what's that light over there? And I'm like, I didn't think you could see me. That's why I'm flashing it in your face this whole time. Because the game tells you infected can't see the flashlight. So I just assume that meant for everybody. Every time I'm playing the game, like any combat, I'm literally like hunched over on the edge of my seat. Like I'm holding my breath as I'm doing these scenes. Not because it's brutal, but because it sucked me in.
Okay.
And the other cool thing is, you know, when you go in a game and upgrade your weapon, and it's like, you know, 200 points to upgrade your weapon, you know, now you have more ammo. Hooray.
Yeah.
This game, actually made me think of Dustin a lot, because since he's in the military and he knows guns, and I fear being 10 feet between one, you can see them upgrade the weapon. So if you have a scope, you'll see them take apart the gun and add a scope with a screwdriver, all highly detailed. If you want faster bullets, you'll see them with an oil rag and oil up the gun and the trigger and all that. And I'm like, that's cool. Like, I can, I'm going to be a mass shooter. This is great. Like it, but it, the fact that they went into that detail of like everything that you upgrade is actually shown in the game. I'm like, that's cool. You didn't have to do that. You could have just been like upgraded, done.
Sure.
And it does that Uncharted thing where like every weapon that you have is actually visible on the person. Like, how the hell you carry 10 guns and an axe? You see how they carry. They have a strap here, strap here, strap across. You have an axe hanging off your bag. Like, it's cool seeing shit like that. And I love the little details. After completing the game, I was incredibly upset and depressed because I was like, well, that sucks. Everything, but that's the game. Like, it is a sad game. It's always been a sad game.
Yeah.
And you have to be in a mindset to know that. Like, and if you play a Walking Dead game, it's not going to end up happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the bad guys or whatever, whatever you think you is going to happen.
Wanting to tap into, like, those emotions.
Yeah, and this game is very good at it without being cheesy about it. Because the things that people hated about it, I'm like, no, it makes perfect sense that that happened. And I'm glad it happened because it means anyone can die in this game. Like, no one is off the table. And I like that about the game. There are so many times when I thought my character died. And I thought I was going to play as a dog. Like, I was like, you know what I mean? But anyways, I finished it. You can unlock a bunch of shit after, like, slow-mo mode and vintage mode and all that. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Delete, because I won't get back to this game. And they introduce an update where it's like permadeath. I'm like, oh, I'll be dead in the first screen. Press start. Dead. Game over. I'm like, oh, I tried.
But that's good YouTube fodder, then. You can go to YouTube and check out what that stuff's like, you know.
And I never watched any YouTube review, or I never watched anybody talk about this game. This is all me going in. And remember, I wasn't that big of a fan of the first game.
Yeah.
So to make me go, like, 180 on this, I was like, this game is it's a masterpiece of a game. It looks good. It plays good. It sounds good. The characters, like, the AI is crazy how much they can, like, see me. Or when they see one of their friends shot, they go, Bill, no. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that was Bill. Like, I didn't know. You guys have names. I forget that. It's really fucked up that you'd call each other's name. Beth, you okay? Beth? Oh, my God. Beth is dead. And I'm like, oh, fuck, Beth. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. And then you kill a dog. And they're like, Killer. I'm like, well, his name is Killer. But anyways, 10 out of 10. Fantastic game.
Sweet.
Now that I finally got that game out of the way, I started to dive into Persona 5 or 4. Which one am I playing?
Five. You're playing five.
And it's as weird as I thought it would be. But holy shit, this game is what's the word I'm looking for? It is so, like, look at me. I have shit going on. I'm not just a menu. I have pizzazz. And it's very it's pretty. It's very, there's a word I had for this specific moment. I said, Kevin, remember, write this down, because you're going to forget this word later on.
Flashy.
I forgot. Yeah, it's very flashy. It's very creative. It's, I'm not finding the word, but it's very, like, it's a pretty game. Like, the, everything, like, flamboyant, the menu. Well, that too, but I mean, like, okay, you go to a game, you press start, and it's like, you know, options, settings, what have you. This one, you press start, and it's like fucking wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Black and white, start, menu, option, pointing a gun, my head, my tongue is like the settings. Like, I'm like, that's so cool. And I just press start to go to the options menu. Like, it's very stylized. There it is. Stylized game.
Okay.
Very stylized. You walk, and there's neon paint puddles behind you. Why? Who knows? It looks cool. Okay. And the loading screens is like people on a subway. It's a Persona game, so I know I'm going to hate it in 20 more hours from now on. I'm like, I still don't know what I'm doing. So far, it looks pretty. Not really my jam, but I'll keep you updated. And those are all the games. I'm sorry for taking up your time. It's been 2 weeks.
Cool. I also actually have stuff. Last episode, I had Zero on there, so I've fleshed it out a little bit since then. Did I mention that I saw the credits to Halo 3?
I don't think episode? You did.
Okay, so no. I saw the credits to Halo 3, and then I said, if Halo 3 ODST is first person, I'm going to play that. There's like Halo Tactics or Halo War or something that's what we were talking about. So ODST is a first-person game.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yes.
And it's very different. It has Nathan Fillion from from like Firefly and all that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He's the main actor, so it's a very different kind of a story. And I really hated it at first, but just told myself I'm just going to grind through it. I got used to it. It felt different. I don't know. I just didn't like it as much. But I finished it. I saw the credits. It ends better than it begins. So, and then blasted through Halo Reach again. So I've not seen the credits for Halo Reach. So the
Reach come before 3 or after?
Reach was released after 3, but chronologically in terms of lore, it's before 3.
Okay.
But
that's quite a reach. I'm sure I'm the only one who made that joke.
That's how they're being released on PC. Reach was the first one that came out in the new Master Chief Collection, I think. Oh, no, CE was out. Either way, I did. You'll laugh because I on the Master Chief Collection, I have beaten Halo 2, 3, ODST. I've never beaten 4. I beat 5, but that's not in the Master Chief Collection. And I've beat 1 before, but I didn't beat 1 in the Master Chief Collection.
But why?
Because I beat it in college.
I know, but it's a HD version of that game. Wouldn't you want to relive that glory?
You know what I don't like? You know what I don't like seeing? That when you're in the main menu and you hover over a game, it says how many chapters you've completed. Halo 2, 13 out of 13 or 11 out of 11. Halo 3, same thing. ODST and 4, same thing. Reach, same thing. Halo 1, it didn't say that they were completed. So now I'm grinding through Halo 1 so that I get all of those levels completed. And then I'll be ready to, when Halo 4 comes out, then that will be the first time I actually finish Halo 4. I bought it when it came out, but I never finished it. There's actually some fun old YouTube videos with like me, Dustin, Gooch, Tony, like goofing around in Halo 4 back when it came out.
Jeez, that game's that old?
I thought it came out in 2012, dude.
Damn.
So when that finally gets released on the Master Chief Collection, probably next month, maybe October or so, then I'll complete that and I'll get an achievement, I'm assuming, for beating all of the campaigns on normal mode. I don't know what. Halo's really, really repetitive, and I have no idea what's going on with the story. I don't care about what's going on with the story.
That's surprising. You played like 7 of them, and you're like, I don't care about the story. I thought the 7 of them would be because of the story.
I don't understand really what's going on.
Did you read the book? You had to read the book.
There's a book?
No, I don't know. Okay. I assumed there was always a book.
They don't even have very many different types of enemies. I feel like there's 4 enemies in all the Halo games. I really like them. I don't know why, but I really just enjoy the repetitious grind of it. Like, I'm not leveling up, but I, you know, progress to the next monster closet, essentially. I'm going to play all the Halos, so.
Do you remember when District 9 was supposed to be Halo, the movie?
No, but they just talked about that on a different podcast not long ago, and I learned about it. District 9 is fucking awesome. The movie
forgets it's a documentary halfway through. It's feeling like a documentary at the beginning, and then it just kind of forgets
it. It breaks it. Yeah, but I love that. Like, it's like it put you in, like, you're no longer spectating. You go from watching The Office to working in The Office.
I guess. I just find it funny that they never acknowledged that.
It would be weird if they did, though. It's such an intense movie.
I don't know. I found it weird that they stopped acknowledging it. Like, have you ever watched the movie The Fourth Kind?
No.
It's with Mia Djokovic? The Resident Evil person.
Mila Djokovic?
Yeah, her. And the movie is about aliens and an abduction. And they have her and the crew create scenarios, like, dramatization of what happened based on the people's stories, right? Okay. That sounds good. You know, they came in my room and shows her in her room and all that. But the movie does this weird ass thing where it shows the footage, supposedly, air quotes here, found footage of the actual event.
Yeah.
So it's a split screen. This is a movie that was in theaters that showed the actual quote unquote event and her reenactment of it. And my thing was, but why? If you have the original footage, why not just go with the original footage? Why having a reenactment next to the original footage that are both fake? Because it's never happened.
I don't know.
And that's kind of what reminded me of District 9, where it's like, why start off as a documentary and forget that part and then
that, in my opinion, that is a very strange thing to be hung up on.
Well, I'm not hung up on it. I'm just saying it's fucking weird. Like, it's like Modern Family. Who the fuck are they talking to? No one ever points out that it's a documentary. They're speaking to somebody.
Yeah.
Who? Why? Why is the camera being all sneaky when Mitch and Cam got to talk somewhere? Who the fuck is filming them? It pisses me off that no one's asking these goddamn questions.
I'm glad. You deserve it. Like, you need to let that go.
No, fuck this.
And then sorry, I also, that's all right. I installed Microsoft Flight Simulator. It's exactly like I did it in sixth grade. I installed it. It worked. It's too slow and hard, and I uninstalled it.
Sounds about right.
Microsoft Flight Simulator. Very impressive. But go to YouTube unless you're a psychopath. Like, it's really, it's too much. It's too hard.
Did you ever watch Last Man on Earth?
No.
Ah, shit. Never mind. Sorry. One of the characters tries to learn how to fly a plane, and he plays Flight Simulator, and he's very good in it. And he finally goes to fly this plane, and he crashes right away and dies.
I played some more Katana Zero, chipping away at that still a little bit.
Man, that's wild.
Like I said, I bought Rogue Legacy 2, so hopefully I'll have that. Because I was interested in playing the PGA Tour 2K21, I was wanting to play a golf game. So fired up some Golf Story. It's awesome. Go get it. It's a very charming, fun game.
And I never heard of that.
You've heard of Golf Story. We've talked about
it. Have I?
Yeah. It's on the Switch. I recommended it to you. It's a JRPG, but instead of battling, the battle system's golf.
I think that sounds familiar.
That's awesome. It's like a little 8-bit. It's so fucking charming. That's fantastic.
Yeah. All
right. And then I got Ori and the Blind Forest, the first Ori game on vinyl. I forgot that I bought it. I pre-ordered it a few months ago, and it arrived the other day. So that's cool. That's a very, very, very beautiful soundtrack.
It's funny. I was watching AVGN because I've been catching up with my YouTubes, and Angry, and he had the Silver Surfer on vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
Video game footage? He's like, yeah, that's right. I own it on vinyl.
On vinyl. So good. Yeah. That was a good call. Yeah. I forget what video that was, but it was one of his recent ones. He was like, oh, yeah.
Crash Test Dummies, I think. Was it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That does.
Because they had the same guy who created the music in Silver Surfer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sweet. So that's pretty much it from what I have been playing. So I think that's going to be it for the show. Kevin, any final thoughts before I wrap it up and close out and try to go to bed? Or do we have something I'm forgetting?
Next week, we will not be recording because I'm an asshole. Because I'm going to a cottage because, I don't know, I'm on vacation. Get fucked.
So,
shouldn't be doing anything to begin with.
No cast next week, which is totally fine with me. So just a heads up for everybody. That should be it then, right? Or is there stories or anything? Okay, cool.
Are there any comments or anything from anyone?
Yes. I felt like we were forgetting something. Dumbass had some comments. Let me get to those. Thank you.
If he calls me a turd, I'd be very hurt.
I hope he does that.
Not surprised, but hurt. It's like when you walk in the store, you're like, is this on sale? And they're like, no. And you're like, I know it's not on sale. I don't know why I asked, but still sucks.
Yeah.
Wish this was on sale.
Dumbass says,
Kevin is an asshole. I love him. We have a love-hate relationship going on.
He does. He acknowledges Fall Guys is amazing.
Okay.
He says, fuck the Avengers game. It's a game as a service loot box microtransaction Destiny shit.
Oh, is it? That sucks. I downloaded the beta. But I haven't played it, only because I forgot to download the beta.
Luckily, we all have Batman Knights. What the fuck? Gotham Knights to look forward to.
Gotham Knights, yeah.
I think that's definitely closer than what we want. Dumbass says, I actually read something Avengers back in the 90s, and I own original Deadpool number 1. Also own the first appearance of Deadpool in newer comics.
Because I was talking about how like
real deal like Deadpool. OG.
Yeah, before I liked Deadpool before it was cool. Oh look, the Miz is trying to one up me.
It sounds like he did. Surprised? I think he succeeded too.
I had.
He lives in. Well, the thing is, he's in British Columbia. He's out on the West Coast, man.
Yeah. Well, I in
Vancouver.
Deadpool. Yeah. Showed you who's boss.
Deadpool fame on Steam is awesome, but I think they removed it. But he has it, of course.
Deadpool what?
Deadpool fame or Deadpool game. There was a Deadpool game on Steam.
Oh, I have the Deadpool game on 360, and I had that. I have that. Oh, I'll take that.
If Microsoft can have 1 billion disc subscribed to Game Pass
version,
who cares who buys the Series X? Except for who wants it. I'm with him.
Yeah. Do I still have that Deadpool game? Fuck. I think I lent it to someone and never gave it back to me. What the hell happened to my Splatterhouse? Buy the game from GameSpot and there's no cover. Pisses me off every time I look at it. It's just a Splatterhouse that's written incorrectly. Splitter. Ugh.
Yeah. So, that's funny. That's written Splitter, though. All right. Well, Dumbass, thanks a lot for writing in, man. And thank you for the heads up on those stories. Those are awesome. That really, go check out that Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest Rebitten. It is A+ fantastic. Are you done?
That's a lot of words. I'm good.
Okay. That's going to be it for the show then this week. If you want to get a hold of us, go to classicelite@gmail.com to send us an email. We also have a contact link at our website, classicelite.com. Our RSS feed and everything is over there, so if you'd like to throw it into whatever capture you want, that works. We have Amazon affiliate links if you'd like to support the show in any way. Our good buddy Dumez does, so thanks for buying your Oculus Quest. I think it was a Quest. It was a nice new Oculus, whichever one it was, from through our affiliate link. So we got a commission on that, so thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. And I want to thank Ben Landis and Cubby very much for letting us use their music for outro and intro music. The thing I wanted to bring up, Cubby put out a live concert on his YouTube channel. And it was fantastic. So I'm going to do a live rendition of the whole song to end the episode this week.
That's awesome.
Because it's so fucking good. So
yeah.
KUBBI, go check out Cubby on YouTube. It's absolutely fantastic. That's going to be it for the show. Our social media handle everywhere is ClassicL337. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Apple Podcasts. It's no longer Google Play Music. They are getting it, transitioning it over to Google Podcasts and maybe Google or YouTube Music. I don't know. So anyways, everybody, you have a good rest of your week. We'll see you in 2 weeks for episode 328.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.